Matt Heath, on being accused, seemed to go into a state of shock.
He kept saying, brown hands. I'm being framed. Brown hands.
We find the defendant guilty, Your Honour.
I want to assure you, I did not make the mystery sound at the Remu Park Lodge.
So who made the mystery sound at the Remu Park Lodge in 2016? We may never know with mathematical certainty, but we can come to some conclusions on who is the most probable culprit, either Matt Heath or Jeremy Wells. Don't forget, these are the only two options. No third party has come into the equation. But who? Who was it? The answer, in my view, is inescapable.
Of course Matt knows what the mystery sound is. It's only called the mystery sound because he called it that. He knew exactly what the mystery sound was. The question is, why is he lying? And I think we all know the answer to that.
I'm journalist Robin V. Dave, and this is the last episode in a four-part podcast series about the Remu Park Lodge mystery sound of 2016 and the second one recorded in 2017. Over the last 30 episodes in this series, we have covered a lot of ground. We've looked at Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells and their many sad and peculiar dysfunctions. We have exposed the hard evidence against Matt Heath.
I've only got three words. Matt Heath, guilty.
And the lack of evidence against Jeremy Wells.
If Jesus was gay, what do you think he would think of this march?
We have looked at their personalities. This shocking audio pointed the finger at Jeremy.
Go straight to the phones and take a call from Auckland and say, good evening to John.
Kia ora.
And we've looked at motivations. Matt's diet pointed the finger at him.
Matt ordered the large pub beef and bean nachos and he ploughed through it.
But in the end, it probably won't come as much of a surprise to hear that I think Matt Heath made the original Remu Park Lodge mystery sound in 2016. And the second mystery sound, which happened during a botched attempt to record and frame Jeremy Wells in 2017. It was my view after hearing the original audio back in 2016, and it has remained that way ever since. Hearing Matt's 2005 hit single Feelings, and once again we apologise for the poor audio quality of this recording. Let's talk about let's look at those lyrics closely. Feeling your tit, feeling your ass, feeling your tongue on my dick, feeling your tits, feeling your ass, feeling your lips all covered in jizz. Ask yourself, are these the lyrics of a man who wouldn't produce a mystery sound? It doesn't seem likely. I hasten to add, this is just my opinion. Having said that, Matt clearly did it. He was steamed, he had eaten a huge beef and bean nachos. His blackout defence is convenient at best.
I blacked out completely, and look, I had a full head of steam up, so I don't remember anything at all, but it was definitely Jeremy and not me who did it.
But even if we accept that he has no memory, anyone who has spent time with a drunken partner will testify that it is not just possible, but likely, that they will snore and produce mystery sounds simultaneously. But for me, any doubt was quashed in 2017 with the smoking gun recording. Matt produced another mystery sound, again while steamed, again after eating the beef and bean nachos at the powder keg in Ohakuni, and again at the Remu Park Lodge. Guilty, guilty, guilty. There has never been someone more guilty of a crime than Matt Heath is of the Remu Park Lodge mystery sound. People have been put away for so much less. How anyone who has been presented with the mountain of evidence against Matt could rule him anything but guilty is beyond me. He is so, so clearly guilty. Whereas Jeremy, who is the only other person who could have done it, is so clearly not. There is no evidence at all at the crime scene that connects Jeremy Wells to the crime. There is only one conclusion in the case of the Rimu Park Lodge mystery sound. Matt clearly and obviously did it. Listen to it. The implications are admittedly pretty bleak. It means Matt Heath lied on his radio show the next day that he was in fact acting.
That sounds like some snoring, but what's that other noise? That's the bit that confuses me. What is that?
That he has lied to his supporters, lied to us, and maybe even to himself.
I did not make the mystery sound at the Rimu Park Lodge.
Tragically, supporters like John Caravan have spent a good part of their lives defending a guilty man.
Jeremy totally did it, not Matt. Anyone who thinks it was Matt can get f***ed.
Of course, we will never know why Matt Heath has lied to his supporters, and in the end, maybe Matt Heath doesn't really know either. He is a very different man now. But however nice Matt Heath may seem to be all these months later, I am certain he got steamed, snored like a foghorn, woke Jeremy up in the next room. Jeremy recorded the snore, and through no fault of his own, was attacked by Matt's additional audio. Having said that, I have no wish to see him behind bars. I think the humiliation he has suffered after 4 episodes of a podcast based on a noise he made in his sleep over a year ago is punishment enough. Matt should be allowed to get on with his life, and I sincerely hope he and his family will be left alone.
No, it wasn't me.
I have been Robin V. Dave, and this has been Brown Hands. I thank you for listening, and would like to end on a completely unrelated song about a man who was found innocent in his second trial. A song that has no bearing or relationship to anything in this podcast series, except for when it was played in the last episode. No idea why we are even playing this, and once again we apologise for the poor sound quality of this entire podcast. Goodbye, and Godspeed.
David Bain, David Bain. David Bain, David Bain. David Bain, David Bain. He honestly can't remember what happened. David Bain. David Bain. David Bain. David Bain. David Bain. David Bain. He honestly can't. David Bain, David Bain.
You could have been a great opera singer.
David Bain, David Bain.
He had a one to do his paper run.
David Bain, David Bain.
Him and his mother had great plans for the house at Everest Dream.
David Bain, David Bain.
This is a Wounder production for Punisher and Punisher Limited, produced by Chris Goodwin and narrated by Robin V. Dave, who is also Chris Goodwin, which is me. Thank you.